Good day to you. Here are my three things on Isaiah chapter 6. Number one, Isaiah is being called to serve God, to proclaim his God's message. And in so doing, God shows him a vision of his holy presence. And Isaiah is standing in his presence, and he sees angels, the glory of God, and the angels calling to each other, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." It's almost like the angels are singing that song of praise back and forth as they're dwelling in the presence of a holy God. And yet the sinful Isaiah, standing in the presence of a holy God, knows his sins. And so he says, "I am doomed, I am ruined, woe is me," because he knows he's sinful. And so that leads us to number two. Number two reminds us that the Lord does forgive. We see that picture of the seraphim, the angel, taking that hot coal and touching Isaiah's lips. Those lips Isaiah said were sinful and unclean, they have been cleansed. The sins of Isaiah are forgiven. They're forgiven for us too, all in Christ, as what makes us unclean before God has been removed and taken away. And then finally, number three, the triune God says, "Whom shall I send? Who will go for us?" And so then forgiven Isaiah quickly says, "Here I am, send me." The forgiven sinner longs to serve the Lord, to go out from his presence, to proclaim and tell others and speak for him, to serve him, to give him glory. And so Isaiah is quick to go. And yet God is very honest with Isaiah. We think sometimes speaking God's word is going to be good all the time. It's not. God tells Isaiah that he's going to be, the message that he is supposed to proclaim is going to harden hearts. It's going to turn people away. They're not going to listen. And yet some will listen. And we rejoice when those people do hear and believe the words of God that are proclaimed through our lips, that have been made clean by the blood of Jesus, taken our sins away. May God be with you today.